This is Bush Radio with Otix, your grumpy scientist. So here we are. We're talking about cheating in relationships, and as you probably would have noticed, I have Timmy here. She's a speaker and founder of a charity, the Rainbow Group, and very particular about women and girls. So I think there's no better person to be discussing why people cheat in relationships, and let's see if we can merge our ideas on, you know, curbing this, and you know, if we can just basically hack it. So here's my opening statement. I feel like cheating in relationships is often excusable. It's bad, yes, it shouldn't do it, yes. But like, I don't think is always one's, you know, the fact that the person cheats makes the person a bad person. I think they are just often extenuating circumstances that make these things happen. But then again, what do I know? She may not agree with me, you know, so what do you think?
All right, so I'm of the opinion that cheating is bad, yes. And I'm also of the opinion that we shouldn't justify cheating. You know, when we tend to classify it as making mistakes, of course people make mistakes, but at times when we stay on that, it gives people a kind of leverage to just do what they want to do, and then they go with the notion of, oh, I made a mistake. I'm not saying you can't make a mistake or certain situations can make you cheat, but I'm saying that we shouldn't take that as a base for why people do the things they do.
Oh, really? Okay, well, I feel like to get more layers into the conversation, we need to establish, you know, what exactly cheating is, you know, and then we can build up from there. So we'll see you on the other side. So now let's define elements. Yeah, we're going to be defining, basically, we feel like there are two essential things that we need to define, you know. First, we need to define, you know, what a relationship is, you know, and then we can come, you know, and define, you know, what cheating is. Now, what would you say relationship is?
It's a relationship. It's a relation in a ship. Okay. Relationship in this context, it's... What's the word now? Help me.
It's your definition. How do I help you?
All right. What's the word? We have two persons coming together to want to make something out of their lives.
Yeah, build a ship. Huh?
No, build a relation in a ship.
Yeah, okay.
Basically, when we talk about relationship, we are looking at what comes to the mind is, oh, there are two persons who are romantically involved.
Okay. So there has to be romance.
Like when I say romantically involved, there's feelings. Now, I'm streamlining to... I'm not talking about relationship in a broad sense, okay? Okay. I'm going to be streamlining to a relationship between two persons of the opposite sex.
Okay.
And there's a feeling of affection going on.
Okay.
Between these two persons. And then they come together because they feel a feeling they've never felt before.
Ooh. So if I felt it before, then it's not a relationship, huh?
Okay, that was in the lighter side.
Okay.
But basically, it's just two persons who have a feeling of deep affection for one another, each other rather, and they just want to build something meaningful out of it.
So I think I don't have to define much because I like your definition, and then again, maybe I'm too lazy to define, but you know, I like the part where they're building.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's a critical aspect of the definition. You know, two persons come together to want to build. So I think if we're going to go on that basis, we can define cheating from there.
Okay.
So since you started defining relationship,
you should
define cheating.
Yeah, yeah. You
okay, great. You're going to do 50-50 now. I feel like since we're going to build something,
yeah,
cheating comes up when there's something that isn't in the plan.
Okay.
right? It's not part of what we're building.
Okay.
And, you know, I'm not, one person's not carried along in that side plan.
Okay.
All right, so if we have a plan that we're going to build a life together, mm-hmm. you know, start off maybe as boyfriend and girlfriend. Well, usually the cliche is you start off as friends and then mm-hmm. progress to be boyfriend and girlfriend. Mm-hmm. And then ultimately you now maybe get married if that's the plan. So I think at no point in the plan is somebody else in that mix. It's just me and you. We're building together.
Mm-hmm.
So when somebody or something else comes up that is not in the plan that we have both approved as the master plan, I think that comes together as cheating, you know. It gives that. That's for me.
Yeah.
For instance, if the plan is that I'm going to be a headmaster and you're going to be a tailor, and we're going to live in the Bahamas
yeah.
together and have one kid, and then you go behind me and then you alter that plan and say, okay, you're not going to be a headmaster anymore, you're going to be a pilot, and you're going to stay forever in the air, and you're going to abandon me, you know, I think you've cheated me out of the plan.
So
that is as against the conventional idea of cheating, is when a man takes a woman and puts her in the bed and, you know, probably pumps a baby in her and, you know, all that.
Well, you don't have to pump your baby to cheat.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I kind of like this. Yeah. So cheating is not just when you, in order to get another person involved.
Yes, it's not necessary. I think when you go against the plan that we both have decided, you know, you're doing something that you don't carry me along, you know. I think that's where cheating begins. When you've just done something against what we both, you know, would have decided and endorsed together.
But then the thing is, with that, society doesn't exactly place as much gravity on that aspect of cheating as okay. they do to when it involves
fidelity
bringing
and, yeah,
infidelity and bringing another person into the relationship. I don't even think a lot of persons consider that as cheating.
Yeah, so I think at the end of the day, it's why a lot of people are in relationships where, you know, they're not getting the dividends of that relationship.
Mm.
You know, they're not getting what they want. And I think that's what makes them do the actual cheating that people now consider. Because most people think cheating is when it's only when it's sexual. You know, I give you an instance. Say the plan is to be with a man who would have my time.
Yeah.
Or be with a woman who would have my time. And then she gets a new job, or she gets a new hobby, or she gets a new this, and then she doesn't have my time, you know. I then begin to feel abandoned.
Yeah.
Usually, it's not what I bargained for. It's not part of the plan. You get, and it's no longer addressed. So it makes me now begin to, as they say, Bluetooth and Wi-Fi. You're searching for connection elsewhere. And if I start to find that, you know, attention, which was supposed to be in the package, find it somewhere else, which oftentimes will happen. I think oftentimes when you don't tell the partner too that this is what is happening, I think you're already cheating. So it's not necessarily when you go all out and tell the person, okay, let's meet in the corner.
But then again, if we look at the issue of infidelity,
yeah,
then we're going to see that when you ask people who have at one time cheated on their partners,
yes,
they'll give you reasons that we can place as okay, like you just said now, there are other
factors. Yeah.
I read somewhere and a lady cheated this time around, and she said she cheated with another person because she wasn't seeing herself in the relationship. Like
okay.
She wasn't living her life.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess. And she was like, okay, so that was why I cheated. And then another person was like, I felt like, okay, yeah, she felt like she was trapped
in the relationship.
Yeah, in prison. The relationship and with the person, and she just wanted to explore and do all of that. You get. Now, that was more like, was she cheating herself?
Okay, so I have two problems with that. First, I feel one of the biggest reasons why people cheat is because they fail to communicate.
Yeah.
Now, if you have a problem, say we're both dating and you have a problem with me, I feel you should be able to tell me if I'm doing wrong. Like, it's you give me a fair chance, you know, then let it be that I have failed to man up. Let it be that I failed to do my part. I failed to improve. Then you can probably judge me on that yardstick. But let it not be that you've done nothing. You know, you're probably just imploding or you're dying in silence. And I don't even know that I'm doing something wrong or that something isn't right. And then you cheat and you go look for whatever is missing elsewhere when I don't even have a chance to do that.
I couldn't help but agree more. Okay. I think one of the biggest challenges we have in relationships today is the issue of communication.
I wonder why that is, because it appears a lot of times people don't want to talk. They just expect that you know. They just assume. And then I think again, people feel like the more we talk, the more we're, I don't know, selling ourselves short or we're putting ourselves in harm's way. People don't want to expose themselves so much.
Society hasn't exactly helped us.
Really? You're going to bring society into this?
Yes, I am. Especially this part of the world, like. Okay. We've been told to just shut up and.
But you're not dating society.
It has, in a way, shaped our perspective about life.
Okay.
If you talk to 10 persons, and I think 8 in 10 persons, generally, their perspective about life, the things they know, is shaped by the things they've seen, environment, how they grew up. And so these are the things that somewhat grew them. Now, I have heard some persons say that, why should I leave a relationship because he's cheating on me? And you know he's cheating. All guys cheat. So if I leave this guy,
wait,
okay, that's disclaimer.
Wait.
That's not me. I'm saying that's what someone said.
Okay. So let's not run very far, right?
Yeah.
Let's agree on something. Cheating is not only when it's not only sexual.
No.
Okay. So you can cheat emotionally too. So you can cheat in other ways that are not sexual. We can at least get that. So
I think if you know that, if you do something without the knowledge of the other person, and then you know you hide it from the other person, you never want the other person to get to find out, because you know that if the person gets to find out, the person would be hurt. You're cheating already.
Okay, so when you do something without the knowledge and approval and involvement of your partner, and you do not want them to ever come to terms with that, to come to knowledge of that, then you're cheating.
Yeah.
Okay, so you heard that already. Timmy has said she's a girl, by the way. She said so. I didn't say so. So they say we men are imposing it on women. If you don't tell us, if you don't involve us, if you don't shut us out, then you are cheating. It's fair enough.
No, I didn't.
That's what he effectively said. So basically, we have to do, because I feel that's the entire idea. We should do things as one. If we're not doing things as one, then there's no relationship. We're not building together.
Especially when you don't want to allow the person to get to know, like,
exactly, you're hiding. So you say he must never know, she must never know. Okay, so we got that, and then we're going to be coming into perspectives soon. Let's wrap on this segment. So again, we're back. We're looking at the perspectives now. We're putting perspectives to it. So we have the definition of elements going. So let's look at a number of perspectives. Let's see what people have done wrong, you know, x-ray examples, and see how we, you know, we can build on that and identify all of the reasons why people have done what they've done in cheating. For me, you know, I already got my definition going when I said it's not all about when a guy takes a woman and puts her in his bed. But then again, I think that's one of the most hurtful things that a lot of women have had to endure. I feel that the biggest challenge that any relationship can have is communication issues. First, I feel like a lot of people don't pay attention to their partners. Now, and that's for whatever reason. It could be that, you know, you were brought up in a conservative environment. It could be that, you know, you've gone through domestic abuse and trauma as a child and growing up and all that. It could be that you even functionally lack the skills to do so, because, you know, you're socially ill-equipped. And then again, some persons are just paranoid and scared. I cannot just open up to this person, you know. You want to be with the person. I think you should be with the person. It's not to want to be and not be. Do you get?
Yeah.
So, if you want to be with the person. You have to keep all the issues aside. You have to keep all that has happened to you aside. You have to. Don't try as much as possible. Don't come with so much baggage. Because most of the time we expect that people should be able to accept us as we are. Now, if I'm going to carry you in my vehicle, I'm going to give you a ride, and you weigh more than half of the car itself, I'm going to be worried about my shocks. Now, if I refuse to carry you in my vehicle because I'm worried about my shocks, you shouldn't be angry with me that I didn't carry you. Because, again, why are you so heavy?
Come on.
Yeah, come on. It's no offense to all the plus size people out there. But like if I'm gonna do you good, I'm gonna do you good. That doesn't kill me. Do you get it? And again, I feel like relationships should make us better. So as we are, we probably are okay on our own.
Mm-hmm.
But when we want to get involved with somebody else, the inadequacies, the incompetence, the things that are our flaws, they come to the surface based on the differences between us and the other person. Now, the relationships ought to make us better. They ought to give us an opportunity to improve ourselves, you know. Now, that's a choice that we have to make. Do we get better or do we not? Are we just going to stay the way we are? That's my perspective. So that's why oftentimes you're with a man is with a woman, and he's told her, I don't like my cup this, you know, here. I don't like the bed this way. I don't like my food this temperature. You know, I don't like to eat this at this time because she's going to make me food. And then you say no, because it's how I like it. You must take it like that. You know, if I say, maybe this thing you do makes me upset.
Yeah.
I think if you're a selfless person, you should listen to me. The fact that it makes me upset and improve, then I don't get upset. That way, when you tell me that something makes you upset, I'm not going to question whether it should or shouldn't make you upset. I just accept it and take correction automatically.
What if I'm not comfortable with the idea?
Good. Now it's take it or leave it.
Wow.
So
where's the place of making sacrifices? Where's the place
good,
of...
Good. Now, here's the thing.
So it's like saying that...
If I want something...
Yeah.
If I want something for myself...
Yeah.
You can either give me or you can't.
Okay.
Now, if you want something, I can either give you, conversely too, I can either give you or I can't.
All right.
Now, it's either something is making me happy or it's making me upset.
Are you okay?
I, as a person, owe it as a responsibility to not get upset unnecessarily.
Mm-hmm.
Great. You, as a person, so there's a halfway point, really. But it comes with a mentality of you should be willing to improve. I, too, should be willing to improve. So if, for instance, I say I'd like my food at a certain temperature.
Okay.
You should be willing... That mindset of I'm willing to give you food at that temperature should be there.
So what happens when I come?
I should also be willing
okay.
to understand when the food cannot be that temperature.
Okay.
Do you get it? No, I'm not crazy. I'm not selfish.
Okay.
But when you don't have that mentality of I'm willing to make your food the temperature you want, there's a problem. Because then... It's like, I'm willing to make sacrifices for you. You're not willing to make sacrifices for me.
Okay.
Then I start feeling cheated. Because it's like, I'm the one who's going to have to do everything.
Mm-hmm.
Then, when I meet someone who is even willing to just boil hot water for me, I feel like, oh, I've arrived in life. This person is going to do everything for me. Do you get it?
Yeah.
So, the little things, the small things matter. Or I don't know. Maybe I'm off point. I'm just being an egomaniac. I don't know. What do you think?
Okay, I think... another reason why people cheat is insensitivity.
Exactly.
A lot of people are... Can I be partial and say
woman.
Guys are insensitive?
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That's hurtful, but let's hear
like
you make that point.
A whole lot of oh God. Like you know, there's this idea that when you get a gift, everything goes back to normal. You know, at times people just want you to understand, like, can you just try to be a little bit sensitive?
Well, we all should be sensitive.
Take for instance, somebody comes back, like you just said, you cited an example, food.
Yeah.
And she tells you, oh, I'm very tired, I can't prepare your food. And then you just go
bonkers, huh? Okay, I think I've had that experience with someone. One time I was traveling, I traveled with a friend, well, if I can call him that. He used to stay with us then in my family as was a tenant. And we worked together at some time. He was married.
Yeah.
He's married. So we got into town very, very late. We traveled out of town. So we got in very, very late. We're still on the way. We hadn't even gotten to our side of town. We're still, you know, downtown. And he called his wife on phone and told her that he needed her to start making, I think, pounded yam. You know,
really?
She has to boil the yam and start pounding at 9 p.m. at night. You know, and then he hung up.
Wow.
And then he called her back and said, well, if she cannot, she should, you know, she can just boil rice. And he, so I asked him a question. If you can eat rice,
why
do you have to specifically tell her to make pounded yam? Because subconsciously you have programmed her mind to make pounded yam.
Pounded yam, yeah.
And if she's a woman who loves you so much, she'll go out of her way to make pounded yam. And that's going to be stressful on her.
Yeah.
Do you get? She may not complain, but it's going to take its toll. Because probably she already, who knows, she probably already made something for you.
Exactly.
Do you get? And you know what he told me? What do you know? You're still small.
Exactly.
This was many, many years ago. So I think I understand what you mean by people being insensitive. Yes. But here's where it now becomes a real problem. I'm speculating that it may be a problem for her.
Yeah.
If it actually is a problem for her and she doesn't say so.
You know, a lot of people don't, like you said, you listed out some issues like growing up in a conservative environment,
yeah,
domestic abuse, and then your voice is just,
the volume is lower.
Low and shut down.
Yeah, okay.
And then you are not really, there's no environment,
enabling
a thriving environment
yeah
for you to actually speak up. You just stay there because I don't even think a lot of people feel that. Okay, I know a guy who is of the opinion that a lady shouldn't drive a man.
Drive what?
A man.
Really?
Yes.
Why?
This is like
her
last...
boobs are going to cause an accident or what?
No. That's his idea about ladies, like, you know.
That's weird. So,
okay. So he's of the opinion that, okay, so we went for a wedding,
wow,
and the couple,
yeah,
they were driven to the reception ground by a lady.
Nice.
That's
unusual.
He was like, for what? Why would a lady drive? A man, for that matter. For what? And I was like, okay, so if we have a reunion in the nearest future and I offer to drive you to the airport, it's like I'll come with my car. And what if you are not with your car and I'm with my car and I want to drive you to the airport, so to save your time? I'm like, no, I can't enter your vehicle. A man is not, a lady is not supposed to drive.
But that's weird.
Now, so if such a person gets married and that same person is of the opinion that you have to respect the man, you shouldn't say, I don't like this thing you did, it hurt me, he would tell you, I wasn't wrong, I didn't do anything like that.
Well, you see the issues. Okay, let me go off a limb here and agree that maybe some men have, you know, God complexes, you know, that are big issues. I can, to a very large extent, maybe agree on that, you know. And I can also agree that, you know, there's also a need for people to improve and, you know, yada yada yada. But again, I think if you have a problem with something, say something. So it's the idea of people dying in silence that actually kills the relationships. Can we at least agree on that?
Yes, yes.
So this is regardless of the circumstance of the person, because I feel if I'm going to kill you or if I'm doing something that is killing you, so you should you scream for help, yeah? So if you care about the relationship enough and you see that something is going wrong, I think you should speak up about it.
But then again, with the whole insensitivity issue, you tell someone, you're not spending enough time with me. And then the person goes,
I'm trying as much as I can. So I think it now becomes a matter of you who's asking for more time. Is your request reasonable? And you who is saying you are doing your best to spend time, is your request also reasonable? Is your opinion also reasonable? Because there has to be, both parties have to make compromise.
You know, I think that a lot of times we really don't understand the whole concept of relationship. It's, you know, most times people tell you, but I love you, I do things for you, and the other person is, I don't feel love. It's like, I don't feel love.
So what do you want me to do?
So that's the point.
It's a question that needs answering. Yeah.
So the point is, the thing is, it's not about you.
It's about the other person.
It's about the other person. So, yeah. And as such, you should find out how the person wants to be loved and love the person. That,
exactly.
Because we all receive love in different
beautiful
manners.
You see, right now I could say I love you, but then again, that'd be weird. But I think we can rest on this. If you focus on the other person, everybody's going to be full.
Yeah.
So I think especially when we're single, we should take time out to work on our issues. We should identify our issues, know where we have issues, you know, and then basically that will do it. So we've been talking for a lot of time now, really really long time. We're going to wrap this segment up here, and we're going to summarize everything at the end of the day. So we've been talking extensively on why people cheat in a relationship, and I think the most important thing I've come to learn from Timmy here is basically you don't get to decide how the other person should be loved, yeah?
Yeah.
You can only decide how you want to be loved, you know, and it's the other person's responsibility to pay attention to that and love you the way you want to be loved. Do you get? And if I love you the way you want to be loved and you love me the way I want to be loved, I think everybody goes away feeling loved, you know. So, and then if we feel loved, if we're in a relationship that where we feel loved, I don't think we're going to cheat. We're not going to be programmed to cheat. And bulk of that is hinged on how well we communicate. Yeah?
Yeah.
So basically, I think the take home from all of this is open your mouth and communicate. But then again, 60% of human communication is non-verbal, you know, so you want to be sure that you're giving out all the right steam and all the right pointers while you're saying all the right things. The target is to get your partner to understand you, not necessarily to agree, but at least to understand you. And if that understanding is gotten right on the spot, I think we're good.
Yeah. Okay, let me quickly add, we are not in any way justifying cheating. We're not giving you basis for cheating, and you'll be like, oh, we don't communicate, okay, right? So I'm going to cheat. No.
Yeah.
If you you should be able to walk through your issues, and if the relationship is heading towards a very toxic part, then I think you should break it up. And then again, you should actually work on your value system. The things you hold dear to your heart, your value system actually decides what you do. So if you have a very distorted value system that tells you that it's right to cheat, and then of course, because it's a normal thing, it's not like we're married or stuff, I don't owe you my life, then I can do that. So basically,
yeah. So that's it. So it's been a good one here on Bush Radio Podcast, and to the next episode. See ya.